Hello and welcome to another edition of Pop Fishbowl. I'm your host Ezekiel. It is April 10th, 2016. Hi, sorry guys. I think it's been like 2 weeks since the last episode. Life happened. So this is how horrible I am and how much I just suck at life and dealing with life. I'm such a procrastinator. So I've been working on the sequel to Alice in Wonderland that I just finished through the Looking Glass. And I'm so stubborn, right? I didn't want to do another podcast until I finished Through the Looking Glass. And then I wanted to read this comic, Black Jack Ketchum and Scud the Disposable Assassin. So I had, you know, things to talk about in the new episode. And, you know, then I just didn't get around to it because life is busy and I have a job and it was my birthday last week. And so, good news, I finally read Through the Looking Glass this morning, and then I read Black Jack Ketchum, and luckily for you and me, I watched some TV shows and played a video game or two, and I saw a really awful movie. I say, like, awful movie objectively, because the movie that I did watch this week is Gods of Egypt, and it was kind of terrible in a really charming way. And maybe you're one of those people who just really likes everything that Gods of Egypt has to offer, and you go and watch it and you're like, you know, that was a really good movie. When I watched it, I thought that was a terrible movie, but I really enjoyed it, and I was entertained. I'll talk about it in the section later, because I have some thoughts on Gods of Egypt. But yeah, so seeing that is kind of, I guess, it's going to be the second week of April this week. Wow, that's scary. This year has just flown by. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but it's flown right by. It's kind of freaking me out. So I finished Through the Looking Glass. I really enjoyed it. What I thought was really interesting is, like, how developed Alice is as a character as opposed to some of the other, like, literary classics and children's classics I was reading. I may have mentioned in previous podcasts that I didn't think Dorothy from the Wizard of Oz series was all that developed. I didn't think the children from the Chronicles of Narnia series were really well developed, other than, you know, the tropes that they kind of have. You know, like, Edmund is, like, the petulant, stubborn little child, and Peter's the leader, and, you know, but those are kind of more tropes and things really than a developed character. But I liked how developed Alice was. She had changed. What I thought was really interesting about this, God, I feel like I should have an counter. My friend Shelby, I'm giving a shout out to Shelby. You should watch her YouTube vlogs. They're entertaining. There's nobody like Shelby. Let me put it that way. She's just okay. And she made an counter, and I just was thinking of that right now. I'll try really hard not to say So, there we go. That's not there we go. So, Alice in Wonderland Through the Looking Glass, I liked the interactions just of the character. It was different because, so she wasn't really in Narnia, in Wonderland. I was going to say Narnia there, but she wasn't really in Wonderland. But, and so the characters were different. She meets Humpty Dumpty in this version. She meets some knights. She meets the Red and White Queen, the Red King. And I just love Lewis's, like, Lewis Carroll's writing. Like, it's so bizarre. Like, every chapter is kind of like a little vignette, a little adventure that Alice goes on, and it's sort of connected. Like, and Alice in Wonderland was the same. But it was a very entertaining read. I was enjoying it, but there wasn't, like, a strong narrative where she had to go on a quest, or there was some thing going on. She just kind of was wandering around and bumping into people. And that's what happened in Wonderland, and that's what happened Through the Looking Glass, but I really enjoyed it. So that's the book I'm reading. I'm going to switch gears now that I finished all the literary classics. Through the Looking Glass was the last one. The next book I am going to read is The Devil in the White City by Eric Larson. It is about, and by the way, this is such a fun topic, I say that sarcastically, it is about the serial killer H.H. Holmes in Chicago, who killed a lot of people during the 1893's World Fair. They're going to make a movie about it, supposedly, and Leonardo DiCaprio is going to star in it, and he'll probably be really good in it because Leo is really good at things. And I just want to say, for the record, I bought this book a year ago before the movie was announced, so I totally jumped on the train before the movie was announced. And I'm really excited. I'm excited because I like nonfiction. I don't like it as much as fiction, but I really enjoy it. And it's different because the last books I've been reading the last 2.5 months have just been all fiction. So this will be a nice change of pace. So I'm hoping that by the time the next podcast in a week, we'll have finished The Devil in the White City. But yeah, The Devil in the White City by Eric Larson. If you're interested in history or Chicago history and serial killers and really screwed up scenarios and how people are just evil and get away with it, you should read it because it looks really good. So for comics, I picked up from the comic store in my lovely city the first issue of Black Jack Ketchum by, and I don't want to screw up on this one, I want to say it's IDW instead of Image. Yes, it is Image Comics. Okay, so I was wrong. It's not IDW. It's Image. I'm really enjoying what Image has been doing. So this is cool. So it's a Western, and it's basically about mistaken identity. Everyone thinks this man, Tom Ketchum, is Black Jack Ketchum, and maybe he is. There may be like an amnesia component to it, or he could just be faking. He could be trying to just hide his new identity. It's a 4-issue series, so the graphic novel is going to come out in June. I'll probably wait until then. Because I don't know about you guys, but like I've only been into comics for like 2.5 years, but I buy them like every month to support them, and then I just have all these comics on my shelf, and then the graphic novel or trade, whatever you want to call it, comes out, and then it's like I could have just waited. So I'm probably going to wait, but I really enjoyed it. I like Westerns. I like the story. The art by Claudia Belboni was really good. Like, I love art, and when art can kind of just grab me instantly, it just gets my attention. So that was really good. I'm started reading Scud the Disposable Assassin. That is a really old comic from 20 years ago. I cannot, on memory, tell you who the publisher was. So the story of Scud the Disposable Assassin, because I'm sure if people are either familiar with me in real life or know my podcast or even my social media presence, I do have a lot of stories. I lead an interesting life. When I was very little in Canada, there was a show called Anti-Gravity Room on YTV. And Anti-Gravity Room was kind of like a nerd pop culture nexus. It talked about comics, it talked about movies. They had a host that was 14. I thought that was really cool because he was older than I was and he talked about comics. And one episode, and I didn't watch the episode or the show regularly because I wasn't really into comics as a child. But I would watch it occasionally. And one of the episodes I caught was focusing on this comic book called Scud the Disposable Assassin. And it was this yellow robot, and he was a assassin who was going to self-destruct, and he realized that. So instead of killing his mark, is that what was happening? You'd put money in a vending machine, and you get this little robot assassin, and once he destroyed his target, he would destroy himself. He would, it was fait accompli. And so he realizes this, and he decides that he doesn't want to die. He wants to live, whatever that kind of life would be. So he ends up putting his target on life support, and he does kind of odd jobs, and it's really quirky, and I just thought that was such an intriguing idea even as a kid. And so I guess 20 years later, as a sort of adult, I bought it from the comic shop, and it's really cool. So I got the whole collection's called Scud the Disposable Assassin, the whole shebang, but it's really quirky. I wish it wasn't in black and white, but that's just a personal pet peeve of mine. I just like color, especially for comic books. I like seeing stuff in color. So that's where I've been reading comic books. Video game, I'm still working on The Flame and the Flood. I'm almost finished. I've made really good progress, and I'm almost done Grim Fandango. So there's that. And TV, I'd be amiss if I didn't talk about the last Supergirl episode. I've been enjoying Supergirl. I really like the sister bond that is present in the show. It has a lot of work. It's not a perfect show by any means, but I like Melissa Benoist as Supergirl. I like Calista Flockhart. What was really cool about the last episode is it had a crossover with the Flash. And my God, this episode made me so happy. It made me so giddy that I wanted Flash to be a main character and just leave his own show and just join Supergirl, because the chemistry between the two of them, and when I say chemistry, I don't even mean like romantic chemistry. I'm not shipping them. They worked so well together. Like, she was so happy when she was around this guy that was also has superpowers, and so is he. And it was so infectious. Like, there's this one part where she's just like, Supergirl's like eating an ice cream cone and she smiles because she sees the Flash, and I was smiling, and I would be smiling if that was me, and I liked it. So that was really cool. I was really sad this week because the People vs. O.J. Simpson finished. And if you guys have been following me or know me, again, know me in real life, and you can send your thoughts to popfishbowl@gmail.com. People vs. O.J. Simpson is my jam. It is my obsession. When it was first announced, I really didn't think I'd enjoy it. I thought it was just going to be like train wreck trash TV. And I watched the first episode and I enjoyed it. And each episode just got better and better and better and better. And then by the time it was ending, there was like 3 episodes left, I started getting really sad because People vs. OJ was going to be over. And those characters that I'd fallen in love with, like Bob Shapiro, played by John Travolta, and Johnny Cochran by Courtney B. Vance, and Marcia Clark by Sarah Paulson, and Chris Darden, Sterling K. Brown, and F. Lee Bailey, who's Nathan Lane, who is very uncharacteristically Nathan Lane, and he's killing it. They're all killing it on that show. And I just want it to continue. And so it ended, and it ended in a really good way. It was probably one of the best finale wrap-ups. Like, it's a mini-series, but it still had a finale, like wrap-ups that I've seen. Like, you know, we all knew how it was going to end, but it was good. But it was sad because now my show is over. There will forever be an empty place in my heart on Tuesday nights for The People vs. O.J. Simpson. But if you're the binging kind of person, you can catch up on it because it's all done, and it's a really good show. The acting wise, it's incredible. Writing wise, it's very tight. I can't say enough good things about it. What else? The Magicians has the season finale tomorrow night because today is Sunday, so it's Monday. I love The Magicians. The last 3 episodes I haven't really liked as much, but I don't really think it's a fault. I think it's just the stuff that I was really into at the beginning. They just had to continue down the story arc. But The Magicians has been really good. The show that I really, really, really have been enjoying is Underground from WGN America. Outsiders, which is also on WGN America, is okay. I'm staking it out. But Underground is just really, really great. I'm going to just preface that there's a little bit of bias on my part because I really am interested in the Underground Railway and that kind of movement in history. I find it very upsetting. Movies about slavery, or in this case a TV show about slavery, is very upsetting to me. There's a certain word that I just don't even like to hear. I cringe when I hear it. It makes me very upset. I get feels and emotions. But Underground is a very, very, very good show. And what's interesting about it is that they use contemporary music. So Kanye West's song, the one that was played in Wolf of Wall Street, I can't remember it off the top of my head, was played in an episode. They had a song by Shane Ely or Ellie, which I really loved, then the last one. And so it's like, it's very anachronistic because it doesn't fit, but for some weird reason on the show, I kind of enjoy it. And the cast is really good. And I like I guess, escape stuff. I loved Prison Break 10 years ago, and it's cool watching a new group of escape people. So Underground is 5 episodes in. People vs. O.J. Simpson, it's only 10 episodes. I don't know if it's going to be renewed for a second season. I guess that's depending on the ratings. So right now it is just a miniseries. And it's 5 episodes in, so you can catch up. It's really good. So that is the TV that I've been watching. I'm actually really excited because with People vs. O.J. Simpson ending and The Magicians ending and Outsiders ending and Supergirl is ending in 2 weeks, it's going to clear up a lot of my time and I can get back to reading. So I'm trying really hard this year. This is my 2016 challenge not to watch as much TV. And I feel like I'm already watching enough. Like Monday nights are like The Magicians and Supergirl and Full Frontal with Samantha Bee, and Tuesdays are The Flash and iZombie, and it was People vs. O.J. Simpson, but now it's just Flash and iZombie and Outsiders, and Wednesday is Underground, and Thursday is DC's Legends of Tomorrow. So that's still a lot of TV. So I'm looking forward to when these end, because then I can catch up on some stuff that I've missed. Cough, cough, Billions and Colony and The Expanse and all those other things. There's just so much TV. I could do a whole podcast just on the peak TV and everything from Netflix to Hulu to Amazon to the cable channels like AMC and FX and HBO and Showtime to the broadcast stuff like NBC, ABC, Fox, CBS. It's a lot of TV, but a lot of good TV. There's just too much. So movies. So I saw Gods of Egypt Tuesday night. We have a cheap theater in our city, and I don't know. I like Egyptian mythology. This movie just looked bananas. It looks so crazy. I saw this one trailer. I'm like, what are you doing? And I just want to go to a theater and pay really good money to see a movie that's gonna just be bananas. Like last year, I tried to see a double feature of Jupiter Ascending and The Seventh Son because again, they looked like they'd be terrible, but I wanted to see them in the theater. I guess I'm just a glutton for punishment or something. So I saw Gods of Egypt. It was really entertaining, but it was just so weird. You had like the guy from Game of Thrones and Gerald Butler from 300 and, you know, Dracula and being the Secret Service agent and not Scottish actor fighting. And they were gods, but they were in human form most of the time, and until they would like beast out is the only way I can describe. It's kind of like a transformer. They would just turn into their respective beast forms and they'd battle, and it was just really, really strange, but it was enjoyable. Like there was this side story of this human boy and his girlfriend and what he'd do for love, essentially. And I like the actor, I like the acting of his girlfriend, and it was weirdly fun. So that's my consensus of Gods of Egypt. It was weirdly fun. Speaking of movies I did enjoy, and I know that I still haven't done a podcast for this, I apologize. I'm waiting for my friend. She really wants to do it with me, so that is why there has not been a Zootopia podcast. But I saw Zootopia for the third time. That was like my birthday gift to myself. I really like Zootopia, so I saw it a third time, and I loved it just as much as I did before. But that's kind of my roundup. I didn't really have a focus this week because I just wanted to catch up and gab about pop culture. But yeah, if there's anything you want me to talk about in the next couple weeks, I may have a special guest or two. But yeah, send me your email at popfishbowl@gmail.com. You guys have a wonderful week. I will talk to you in a few days. See you soon. Bye.